Welcome to Not Just a Rainbow. I am Catherine Cager, and we will discover the next interesting topic in this episode. Are you excited? Let's start. A Boston gay activist who has made history is getting honored with a tour of his neighborhood by the National Park Service. Prescott Townsend had an incredibly bold and open gay life that totally disregarded the laws and norms of his era. He spent most of his life in Boston's Beacon Hill neighborhood and even made it to New York City's first Pride event in 1970. Last weekend, the Park Service put on their first tour in Townsend, and it looks like they'll be doing it again sometime soon, though they haven't said when yet. Townsend was born into a wealthy family from Boston with a long history. He revealed he was gay as a teenager, and his parents were accepting but advised him to be careful, according to Ranger Megan Michelle, who was giving the tour, GBH reported. After World War I, he stayed in Paris for a while and got himself involved in the eccentric lifestyle of that period. And then he decided to take that same culture to Boston and started his own radio station. He started up a bar and a cutting-edge theater in the Beacon Hill area, using his family's funds to put on shows. He also spent a lot of time in Provincetown, where he got to know playwright Eugene O'Neill and other theater folks. Michelle said he was very keen to finance them, and they were thrilled to get his money. The 1929 stock market crash and the Great Depression that followed made him have to shut down the theater. He stayed in Beacon Hill and gave cheap rentals to young gay men. During WW2, Townsend worked at a shipyard, but he got arrested in 1943 for having a sexual encounter with another guy in his area. He ended up spending a year and a half in prison, and when he got out, he started getting involved in activism back in Beacon Hill. Michelle commented in front of Townsend's house after his release, saying that this place was the first to host meetings about gay issues in Boston. It was also the headquarters of the Boston branch of the Mattachine Society, a national organization of gay men with chapters across the U.S. Townsend wanted people to accept all forms of human sexuality, but the Mattachine Society was too conservative for him. Even for early gay rights advocates in the 50s and 60s, this was just too much. In the late 1960s, he welcomed a bolder style of activism, which was highlighted by the Stonewall Inn uprising in New York City in 1969. When he was 76 years old, he showed up to the first Pride parade in New York to celebrate the one-year anniversary of the Stonewall riots. Michelle said he was really close to the hippies, vagabonds, runaways, and other young queer people. He's so close to them that it's natural he would throw his support behind them when they decided to fight for their rights. Randy Wicker, now 85, is set to be a grand marshal at the New York parade this year. He met Townsend at the Pride parade and said in an oral history interview with Theo Linger, Michelle's partner, that Townsend's legacy was all about love, money, uplift, and that it's doing for others that brings true joy. These are the two most important things you'll ever hear, according to Wicker. At 78 years old, Townsend had unfortunately become homeless after a series of fires and was living in a friend's Beacon Hill apartment when he passed away. The Park Service is making sure that his memory lives on, though. They're working to make sure that the community is aware of the gay, artsy history of Beacon Hill that had previously been overlooked. Linger, who has studied Townsend and helped plan the tour, said that it's an interesting addition to the neighborhood. That's all. I hope you enjoy today's topic. Share my podcast with your friends and see you. All the best. Bye-bye.